Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. It is KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM radio station. You may not be aware of this, but out in the canyon there, Laguna Food Pantry collects and distributes nutritious groceries and serves about 300 low-income families each week. That's a lot of food, and that's a lot of work for the people that go down there and work mostly voluntarily. And in the studio today, we've got Justin Myers. Hello, Justin.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And Nick Irizarry is here, local wealth management specialist and all-round good guy, and on lots of boards of various non-profits and stuff in town. He's playing guitar. Listen to that. That's gorgeous.
Thank you.
So I just thought it'd be nice to have you in the background because you're part of what we're going to be talking about. There's an event on October 1st. Tell us about
That's correct. So October 1st, the Laguna Food Pantry will be launching the Come to the Table Talks. And the whole premise of our Come to the Table Talks is that individuals come to our table and we help raise funds so they can in turn and go and bring people to their tables at home with their families. And so we're going to be doing a great garden party at Sharon and Roger McElhane's home in North Laguna. It's going to be kind of a Spanish theme. We're going to have paella, tapas, sangria, and of course, Nick playing for us.
Beautiful. And this is all to raise money and to raise awareness, of course,
right,
about Laguna Food Pantry. You are the former executive director, is that
That's correct. I'm actually just leaving the food pantry to focus more on my personal business, and it's very bittersweet. I really love the food pantry and what we do, and you know, you mentioned 300 families, but on an average day right now, we're seeing about up to 110 individuals
right, in
the 2.5 hours that we're open Monday through Friday.
So it's not the kind of business where you say business is good.
Really? No, not really.
But the amount of people you're seeing, are you seeing an increase in the amount of people?
Oh, we were seeing at least a 25% increase. And, you know, 1 in 6 children in Orange County at risk of going hungry, and about 35% of seniors in our community are at risk. And most people think we're Laguna Beach, we're very wealthy, and things are good. But, you know, there's so many individuals that are here that are working at or below the poverty line, and they just can't make ends meet. And their decision is, do they pay for the lights, gas in their car, put food on the table, and guess what usually goes?
Yeah.
The food.
Yeah. No, of course. You know, it's the most important thing. And it's an unseen problem, obviously, because if you're in Gelson's, you don't see the people who can't afford to go to Gelson's.
No.
So, you know, and usually I was going to say, you know, when somebody's the form or whatever, there's usually some, like, they come in here to give, tell us about some kind of grudge or, but you're, this is a labor of love for you.
Oh, it always has been, and I'm, you know, again, it's bittersweet about my departure, and, you know, Anne Bellier is our new executive director that they just hired, who's going to take the keys for me, and she's going to do wonderful in continuing the mission, and, you know, helping to grow and get awareness out there that there are people in need, and how great the food pantry is, and the service they do in such short time with and an almost entire volunteer force.
What's a sort of a classic story that you hear of people kind of falling into the trap of poverty and not being able to afford food in Orange County?
Well, you have people who may have lost a job. There's sicknesses, there's death, education, you know, you name it. And there, we have so many great individuals. One of them will be speaking at the event, who was a former shopper and, you know, fell in hard times, but got herself turned around and got her real estate license. And now she's working full time again. And she's still volunteering back at the food pantry.
Good for her. Yeah, I mean, we see the homeless people around town, but we don't see the people that are just sort of hovering at that poverty line where, every dollar that they earn goes on food and clothing and getting the kids to school and blah-de-blah.
Right.
They're not left with any kind spending money after that, you know.
Well, one of the biggest things, too, is that at the food pantry, we serve people from all over Southern Orange County. Over 30% of our shoppers live and work or go to school here in Laguna. That's one thing people don't think about. You know, we have the Laguna College of Art and Design and the number of students that go there that sometimes it's difficult for them to be able to afford housing and food and, you know, all the service workers that work here around town that make our lives so much easier.
Yeah.
It's a struggle for them at times.
Sure, and you know, somebody get, you know, things, you're trucking along just nicely, then you get a huge medical bill or something like that, and it just sends you into that place of what am I going to do next, you know. So it's wonderful work that you guys do down there. And tell us a bit about the event. We've got Nick Irizarry here, who's a local wealth management guy. You'll see him walking around town, very smart, very smart, sophisticated dude. And here he is playing guitar for us today. I'm delighted that you're here, Nick. How'd you get... Well, actually, let's talk about the event, then we'll talk about your part in it. All right.
Well, so the event is going to take place Sunday, October 1st, between 3 and 6 p.m. It's $95 a person, and you can go to lagunafoodpantry.org to purchase the tickets. Again, that's lagunafoodpantry.org, and click in the upper right corner to purchase tickets for it. And again, it's a three-hour event. We're thrilled to have Nick playing for us. We're going to have a very Spanish theme with tapas, sangria, paella, all of which that will be prepared by myself with my catering event planning skills.
Really, that's your background, is it? You're a cook.
I have a catering event planning business. I'm a cook. I do cooking classes at the Spice Merchant here in town and go to people's home, and it's always been my passion. And
because paella is not the easiest thing in the world to make. To get it right.
No, exactly.
It's a thing, right?
It is.
What kind of rice do you use in paella?
It's kind of almost like a orzo type rice. You know, it's very particular that you
big
have to
grains.
Get. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting.
Lots of saffron too.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Beautiful yellow color. And what else goes in there? A little sausage, seafood,
chicken.
And peppers. It's usually a lunchtime meal, isn't it, in Spain?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is going to be a very special event and raising money and awareness for the food pantry. Any one of us could wind up coming down there and using your services.
Well, this is a kickoff. We had, in years past, Sharon McElhane actually started a Come to the Table dinner talk series, mm-hmm. and people hosted these dinners all around town and to raise awareness about it. And so that's the whole thing about Come to the Table so others can come to their table with
right.
their families.
It's a beautiful idea. Absolutely. And it's on October 1st.
October 1st, and it's 3 to 6 p.m.
Tell us the website again.
LagunaFoodPantry.org.
All right. Well, let's talk to Nick. Nick, so, you know, if you want to keep playing, fine, but I'd like to know how you got dragged into this.
Morning. Well, whenever I hear the opportunity to either play in a Spanish environment or play for a cause, I'm in. So.
Do you have a Spanish background? Because Irizarry is not a Spanish name.
That's right. It's funny. It's this piece I was just playing now is a Catalonian song from Catalonia. My descendants are from Basque. Northern Spain and Catalonia, so I play Catalonian music whenever I get the opportunity.
And you have a studio downtown. Say little, it's a beautiful studio downtown.
Beautiful Laguna Sound studio down there. Yeah, yeah. Eric Henderson just finished his album there just this weekend. Yeah.
Eric Henderson, Spanish or classical guitarist.
Yeah,
who was taught by Segovia and just like completely brilliant guy.
Yeah, I always walk around saying I have taken lessons from someone who studied with Segovia.
I took lessons from somebody who took lessons from.
yeah,
right. We're making a movie about a movie about a movie.
right.
Yeah, I know, but still, to have Eric in town is brilliant, and he's so wonderful to see.
It's amazing.
So they couldn't afford Eric, so they got you for this event.
Yes, and I'm excited. I love to just put that energy out there and play and share in the cause.
Well, we always see you around town. I see you at the Playhouse events. I know you're on the board of the Playhouse.
Yeah, I love that. I love the Playhouse.
And giving back to the community and part of the community of Laguna Beach. So, wonderful. That's going to be a nice event. And I'm shocked that you're such a great guitar player.
Well,
and
thank you. From you, that's a compliment.
I was like, Nicky Rosario, really? But no, you're brilliant, wonderful sounding. It's a beautiful guitar as well.
Yeah, this is local, actually. It's a beautiful Cervantes instrument made from Brazilian rosewood I was showing you earlier.
Yeah.
What an instrument. Gosh, Brazilian rosewood's really rare nowadays. And this is quite the performing instrument.
Sounds gorgeous.
Very brilliant.
Yeah. Well, Laguna Sound Studios, you can find them online. And LagunaFoodPantry.org. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Justin Myers, for coming in and talking about this.
Thank you, Jason, for having us.
And really good luck with the event. And thanks, Nick. Going to be
my pleasure.
Swinging on October 1st.